We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rioting reported in several U.S. cities overnight. We have the story.
President Trump urging governors to get tough on lawbreakers. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Governor Kelly addresses protests in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 87 for the high in Wichita, and today, maybe just a little warmer. Our complete forecast, it's coming up.
Police dealt with a disturbance in North Wichita early today after protesters gathered in the area. Around 1240, 911 dispatchers sent a number of police and sheriff officers into the area of 21st and Waco and a large gathering of people. Officers were advised to bring helmets. There were reports of shots fired, apparently several people arrested. 21st Street from Broadway to Amadon was closed to traffic for a time. Four St. Louis police officers were shot during violent protests downtown. This happened near the city's headquarters in St. Louis, where police and protesters fought all night. Police Chief John Hayden Jr. says all four sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Some coward fired shots at officers, and now we have four in the hospital. But thankfully, and thank God, they're alive.
President Trump delivered an address from the Rose Garden yesterday regarding the death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police officers' custody and the protest in the aftermath. The president threatened to legally go after riot organizers and participants.
Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly talked about protesters at her Monday coronavirus briefing.
The governor calling for sweeping changes in Kansas and across the country to prevent what she calls institutional racism.
From our criminal justice system to our educational institutions to our public health infrastructure. It's time for elected leaders in Kansas to acknowledge that we have failed to give this problem the attention that it deserves.
Kelly says she was happy with the way both Kansas law enforcement and protesters handled themselves this past weekend. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Organizers staged at least two public protests over the weekend in Wichita after the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News Wichita police worked with organizers to keep things peaceful.
Our police force is there to listen, to learn. I was there to listen and learn. Passing out water. I think that the speakers and the organizers at these events were the one that I attended. They were spot on.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Zagster says due to the effect of COVID-19, BikeShare ICT has been closed down. The company sent out an email to users Monday. Zagster has also closed down operations in other cities across the country because of the coronavirus. Company says it has disabled all rides and will be terminating rider accounts. All bike stations will be removed later this week. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Racial unrest in America. We'll get some thoughts from former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Warren Moon coming up in sports.
And a Florida sheriff is reminding violent protesters of the Second Amendment. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. The Senate is back in session for the first time since the death of George Floyd and nationwide protests that followed.
For millions of Americans, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the latest incidents of black men and women dying in police custody does not look isolated.
They look more like the latest chapter in our national struggle to make equal justice and equal protection of the law into facts of life for all Americans.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there must be accountability by police departments.
And so that bad actors are not shielded from culpability. And those many officers who do the job the right way are incentivized and rewarded.
Several cities have set curfews in response to protests, including Washington, D.C. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One sheriff in Florida is reminding violent protesters of the Second Amendment.
Like many major U.S. cities, Tampa and its Hillsborough County have been the scene of both peaceful and violent protests following the death of George Floyd. Dozens were arrested over the weekend after several businesses were looted and set ablaze. That's raising concerns in neighboring Polk County.
I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County.
Sheriff Grady Judd issuing a warning.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
Judd also extending a curfew for his central Florida county. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's primary day again. Today's races could result in Joe Biden getting enough delegates to become the Democratic nominee.
Because of the virus, today's turned into a bigger primary day than was expected. Four states going today were supposed to hold elections in April or May, including Maryland, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Idaho. Four other states are holding primaries as well: Iowa, Montana, New Mexico, and South Dakota. It's a vote-by-mail situation primarily in Idaho, Maryland, and Montana. South Dakota and Iowa, as well as Indiana, made it easier to request an absentee ballot. And Pennsylvania's governor says after all the protesting, he's extending the deadline by a week for elections officials to receive mail-in ballots from cities like Philly and Pittsburgh. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And traffic right now, things looking pretty good out there in traffic right now. Really seeing some heavier traffic volumes, but no real traffic slowdowns at the moment. Remember, if you spot a traffic accident, a slowdown, or a better gasoline price than the day than today's $1.64 a gallon, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. It is 869-1330. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I got a quick question for you.
Go.
You don't have a pool, do you?
No, I don't have a pool. No. I got a bathtub.
Never mind. I'm sure you already know what I was about to ask.
No, I don't.
But well, we got 90s in the forecast, Steve. So basically, I was going to ask if you wanted to be best friends. You know, I could use the pool. I'll bring extra towels. I could use your grill. I'll bring the plates and cups and whatever else, drinks.
Ronnell,
you know, a working relationship.
Hey, I don't have a pool. Why don't you tell
me? Okay, I got it.
Tell us about the weather, okay?
Yes, sir. All right. Partly cloudy skies today. 92 degrees. South winds at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Going to be a little bit breezy out there, and it's going to be that southerly flow that gets us all the way up into the 90s today. And on top of that, we are going to have some humidity out there. I don't expect it to be oppressively humid, but it is going to feel pretty muggy out there with those highs in the 90s. We got partly cloudy skies tonight as well as tomorrow. Temperatures starting off in the 60s once again as we kick off our Wednesday, staying dry as well. But then late Wednesday during the evening, overnight hours, there's going to be a slight chance of a few storms out there. Not necessarily looking like a likelihood, but just something that we'll have to watch out for. There could be a few severe storms for some of our neighbors to the north, closer to I-70, especially north of that interstate. Once we get into Thursday, another slight chance of a few storms, and this time we'll have an isolated severe storm chance in the Wichita Metro. Hail and wind are the main threats, and we'll have another slim shower storm chance continue all the way into the weekend. That's not really going to do much to cool us down, though. Those temperatures are really going to stick around in the 90s all the way into the early part of next week. So make sure that you've got some kind of way to stay cool, if it's the fan, if it's AC, or even a pool. 67 degrees, that's what we've got going on right now. Mostly cloudy skies, but still partly cloudy at times today. South winds at 10 miles an hour. Dew point of 61, making it feel a tad bit humid out there already.
Yeah, so it's going to be a warm one. That's by tomorrow anyway. Heating up pretty good. That's
yeah, for at least another week or so.
The sign that summer is just about here officially.
That's right.
All right, thank you, sir. 7:13, Steve and Ted, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Hey, coming up here in just a few minutes, about 20 minutes from now, Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner will be with us talking about the COVID-19 and maybe a little bit about the demonstrations that the protests we had over the weekend. Pete Meitzner, 7:35 on Tuesday morning with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is June 2nd. It was on this date in 2009 that Scott Roeder, an anti-abortion activist, was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of late-term abortion provider Dr. George Tiller here in Wichita. Of course, that shot him on Sunday morning during worship service at Tiller's church. Roeder later convicted and sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for 50 years. That was on this date, the conviction in 2009. All right, Ted, 7:14 here on this Tuesday morning, and watching, as we have, most of us, the demonstrations, the protesters, but then the looters and the people misbehaving. All there's nasty video all over the place. I saw one that my daughter shared with a woman, and who was trying to protect her business, and people with hoods on their faces came and just kept trashing the business, and she was trying to keep them from breaking windows, and they finally just beat the hell out of her with a board. And I just tell you, I don't know. It just doesn't help the things at all. Yeah, the whole thing just kind of seems to be melting down in some places so far.
And then in Nevada, you've got U.S. Marshals being shot and killed.
Yeah, it's just
police officers being shot in the head. It's not good.
It's not good. And I'm reminded, I was watching some video a while ago, and I was reminded of the fact that over the course of my career, I've actually, I would say, I've been to about three police disturbances, or riots, if you will. I wonder if I got a little snoot full of tear gas one time, and I tell you what, that's pretty effective stuff. That will make you reconsider what you're doing outdoors at all. You'll want to go someplace and sit down and just wash your face with water for about an hour and a half. Tear gas is effective. I don't see that they're using it a whole lot, but I think that's a good way. The only bad part is the kind of crowds we have now. They're dispersing. If they're the thugs in the crowd, just go off in groups of two or three and do it somewhere else. So, you know, do their nastiness someplace else. So anyway, it's a challenge, and I think we'll get through it. We can't just have, I guess we can have rioting every night, but some bad things going on there. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted. Let's see what else we got to talk about. Just want to mention again that coming by Von Maur, one of my favorite store, by the way, in town, East Square, is Von Maur. They, of course, they're upscale. Some of their stuff seems a little more expensive, but it's quality stuff. And Shelly and I have patronized that store since they opened. They have some really interesting policies on how they bill you. And most of the time, especially at Christmas time, you go in there and somebody's playing a piano in there. You ever been in there when somebody's on the baby grand?
Man, I haven't stepped foot in there in 15 years.
That's what I like. I've had my granddaughters with me, just sat there and listened for a while during the Christmas season. That really sets the tone. But anyway, they've got boards in front of the three entrances on the east side there in Town East Square. And it's plywood. It goes up about 8 or 10 feet. Doesn't cover all those glass up to the top. And is it there because they want to funnel people in through the mall to go in one door? And
no, because if they did that, they would have signs there.
I can't, from the street, I don't see any signs. No.
It's boarded up.
Apparently it's just boarded up, and just in case somebody wants to do some nastiness, they don't want them breaking their windows. So there you go. And, the funny thing is, if somebody tried to do something there, don't they have a police station in there at Town East, or at least a little substation?
Well, they're not there during the night.
Not there in the nighttime? Yeah, okay. Well, so at nighttime, it would be vulnerable, I guess. Anyway, that's what's going on there. And here we go. 7:17 coming up on 7:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
Amidst this unrest in the U.S. following the death of George Floyd in police custody last week, some thoughts from Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. Warren Moon appeared on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio over on Sports Radio KFH.
Everybody doesn't have to like each other. Everybody doesn't have to love each other. That can come later. But if you respect somebody, now all of a sudden you're going to listen to what they have to say. Their views might be different than your views. Their religion might be different than your religion. Their politics might be different than your politics. But it's okay to have differences of opinion as long as you respect that person that you're dealing with. And everybody's not always right. Today it seems like if you don't have the same politics, then that person doesn't even like you anymore. It's totally baffling the way that our society has become that way, and it didn't used to be that way. But I think if you can get respect out of people that you're talking to, and if people can learn to respect one another no matter what color they are, no matter what ethnicity they are, you at least have some groundwork to work with.
I think it's called tolerance.
Yeah, there's not a lot of
tolerance
that these
for
days.
Other people, other opinions.
I wish Warren Moon was running for office.
No kidding.
I'd vote for that guy in a second.
Is he a sharp man or what? He is sharp. Wow.
So we'll hear some more from Warren Moon next hour in sports as well. The NBA is still trying to figure out how to get the season going. Thoughts on that from Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider.
22 teams has become the focus, potentially five extra teams from the West, one from the East, in addition to the 16 playoff teams. And what will that mean for teams like Memphis and Orlando, who are in the eighth seeds? What in these games and then play-in games would have to happen for them to drop out, for somebody to move up into their spot? Those are the discussions and the details that the league is working on with the Players Association, and then they'll take it back to the owners on Thursday, and I'm told that the owners are ready to support whatever the league office and the Players Association brings them. They are going to vote to resume the season in that Thursday vote.
So the NBA trying to figure it out, Major League Baseball doesn't seem to be able to really get a handle on things right now. Pretty far apart. Here's Doug Glanville, ESPN Major League Baseball insider on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, Sports Radio KFH.
They're not only on different plans from the bottom line, but they're in different structures, right, of how to approach it. And time is ticking. 114 games involve, obviously, a high intensity of play. It expands the season out to practically November 1. You know, you're trying to have backstops against the cancellation of the playoffs and things like that. And the owners have been focusing much more on sort of a bottom-line approach of, well, how much money can we sort of make in this? Because as we play more games, we lose more money because there's nobody in the stands, there's no concessions, there's no parking, and so on. So, you know, to share that information, the data, which has always been in dispute, it's like, you know, show us your book, so to speak, you know, they're not going to take that step. So they have to communicate in these two different languages, and they're going to have to figure it out very quickly.
Yeah, baseball just doesn't seem to be very close to getting on the field. Speaking of baseball, we got a good baseball birthday today. A guy with a couple of Wichita connections. Catcher JT Wise is 34 years old today. Coming out of college, he won the Johnny Bench Award as the nation's top college catcher in 2009. Of course, an award that was bestowed right here in Wichita. And then Wise went on to play for the Wichita Wingnuts. In fact, he was on that championship Wingnuts team in 2014. JT Wise played in 600 minor league games, never made it to the big leagues. Hmm. Only got as high as AAA. But he did win a ring with the Wingnuts. Former Wingnuts catcher JT Wise is 34 today. And a baseball note, it was 90 years ago on this night, first night baseball game was played in Wichita. Ackerman Island at Island Park, the Kansas City Monarchs, and the Pepperberry All-Pros. Two black teams. And the Monarchs won that game 12-5, and night baseball was played in Wichita for the first time 90 years ago on this night. The lighting was all done by the Kansas City Monarchs. They were a barnstorming organization, and they would go around, and they started bringing their own lights with them so like they could play night games.
On a flatbed truck or something?
Yeah.
And not lights that are 90, 80 feet in the air?
Nope, they just stuck them up on poles and temporary poles. Yeah, they would play these night games.
Oh, that's something.
The Monarchs, innovators.
Right.
That's sports with
no
Steve
kidding.
And Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. remembering the democratic upheaval of 1968. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.